Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, how were these last 2 weeks different winning going into the bye as opposed to losing seven straight going into the bye?
Well, I think, you know, we all know it's obviously it's a mindset. It, you know, psychologically, it was a big win, and you feel good going into the break, and, you know, it gives you hope. And that's the biggest thing is that, you know, there's nothing like hope and nothing like that kind of excitement. And, I mean, this game is unbelievable on the mind, and you know, that was obviously very positive for our mindset going into the break.
Well, when teams face adversity, they lean on the veterans. But were there any underclassmen that showed leadership during that losing streak?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's just you're pretty quiet. The group overall is pretty quiet. I mean, I think they got to, you know, their play has to dictate that, and I think they have to, you know, they got to get their energy from the coaching staff. We're the ones who have to provide that. They have to, you know, carry it over. But you know, a lot of it's just playing. It's just playing hard and having a little faith in yourself. And no, the guys are quiet, so I can't be definitive and say who was providing the leadership or what underclassmen, because again, it's a, you know, when things aren't going well, there's not a lot of talking going on.
Well, your best players definitely came through last time out. How did they lead during that losing streak?
Well, I mean, it's just they have to, because they're the ones, you know, they're the ones with experience. They've experienced a whole lot more at the collegiate level than the underclassmen. But sometimes, too, if you haven't faced adversity like that, and they haven't, a six-game losing streak, I mean, it's new for them, too. So it's gut check time, and they got to look in the mirror. And it's not easy, because there's just a lot of things that are going through your mind.
Your team scored 4 power play goals at Saturday against Northern. Those nights don't happen often. Did you change anything on the power play, or was it just one of those nights?
No, we didn't change anything. We haven't really changed anything all year. No, there's small little nuances against every team that we play. We might concentrate on a play here or a play there, but basically, again, we're running our 1-3-1, and it goes through certain guys. But, you know, we watch a lot of tape, and there's going to be obviously certain nuances that every team has on the penalty kill, too, that you want to try to exploit a little bit. And we felt that, you know, we exploited a few things against Northern, and we were fortunate enough to convert.
Well, you're going to be without Elias Rosen tonight because he's dealing with that suspension. How does that change tonight? And what's been a very consistent decor?
Well, it just is what it is. I mean, you just got to go play without Rosie, and it's not easy to play without your most offensive defenseman, a guy who runs your power play, a guy who eats up 23, 24 minutes a game. But that's just the hand that we were dealt, and, you know, everybody else has to just kind of pick up the slack.
Well, Ross Armour has been out of your lineup for a few weeks. He's back. How does that change the makeup of your lineup?
Well, it makes us stronger up the middle. It just makes us a lot stronger up the middle with Owen. And, you know, we got Ross and TK right there. So you're pushing everybody down. And then we got Carter Jones, you know, on the fourth line. But it just makes our top three lines a lot stronger up the middle. And we've got good experience, you know, we've got a 24-year-old, a 23-year-old, a 24-year-old as our top three centers right now. So when one of those guys are out of the lineup like Ross was, it just it depletes your power and strength at the middle.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network. Time for part two with Tom Ceratori. Well, Minnesota State has been one of the most consistent teams in college hockey this year. In your mind, why is that?
They're just deep. They're a heavy, strong team. They're experienced. They've got, again, they don't have many holes, and they're just really hard. They're really hard to play against, and they can really wear you down. And you know, that's really, I mean, they're, you know, up and down their lineup from lines 1-4 through their decor. They just, again, they're hard to play against, and again, big, strong, heavy team.
Well, there aren't many teams that come in here and win, but yet you've had a decent record in this building in the last 5 or 6 years. In those games that you've won here, has there been a common theme?
No, not really. I mean, again, the theme is just come and play, you know, play your tails off. You know, it's a rivalry series, and you know, that's kind of how, you know, how we address it, and that's kind of, I think, how the guys obviously look at this particular weekend.
Well, both you and the Mavericks like to play fast. What's the best way for your team to slow down the Mavericks?
Well, I mean, it would be nice to possess the puck a little more, but it's hard to possess the puck because they defend so well. But the biggest thing is you just got to have good puck management. You got to move the puck north, and if you move the puck north, hopefully that minimizes the amount of time that they have in the zone.
Nathan Smith had a good run with Team USA. So did head coach Mike Hastings. What does it say about the level of play in the NCAA that a group of college players competed with all these former NHLers, had the number one seed, and played so well in the Olympics?
Well, we just tells you how good college hockey is, and college hockey's deep, always has been, and 35% of the NHL is going to be college hockey players, and a lot of these guys who are on the Team USA, they're going to be in the NHL next year, and a lot of them could be in the NHL this year, so they just opted to stay in college. So, I mean, it's a good bunch of hockey players.
Coach, against the Mavericks, in which zone do you need to play the best?
Well, I think it's like anything, it's the defensive zone, because there's going to be some stretches where they're going to have good puck possession, so we just have to make sure that we're patient, we're tough, we're patient, and we don't give up a lot.
Coach, good luck tonight.
All right, thanks, Kelly.
Thank you. Head coach Tom Ceratori joining us here in our Budweiser pregame show. We come back with our starting lineups right here on the Beaver Radio Network.